Hello, everybody. This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. I want to thank you very, very much for coming back. You know, I planned on talking about something else on this particular episode, but the other night I was watching the Tesla Cybertruck reveal. And while I was watching it, it reminded me of something that happened to me in a relationship. It was a really, really strong comparison between the two events. And I want to talk to you about that this episode. I think you can relate. In fact, I know you can relate. You want to relate? Of course you do. You got to hear this. Check it out. All right, everybody, how you doing? Yeah, this is S. Anthony Thomas, and folks, I just want to say something right now. You are most likely, and I am most definitely, very similar to that Tesla truck that was introduced to the world a little while ago. Okay, now don't worry, this is not about the truck per se. I'm using the truck to make a point, right? I was watching the live feed, and I don't even know why I was watching it, because I'm not buying the truck, right? And the truck was all hyped up and built up, and everybody was talking about how incredible and double incredible it was going to be. They couldn't wait for it. They actually had their fingers right on their phone because they were going to order the thing. I don't even care what it looks like. I'm just going to wait as a technicality for the truck to come out, and then I'm going to order that truck no matter what. And the boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggity, boom, light show. Boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggity. Well, dudes outside with doing things with experiments with electric. It's cars, some movies. I'm watching it at home, looking at it on my computer, and I'm going, man, I wish I could go to that, even though I'm not going to buy whatever's there. But it would have been cool to be there. Boom, boom, all the people from YouTube who talk about Tesla cars, who've become little celebrities on their own right. Some of them become big deals in their own right off of their YouTube videos. You actually know who they are if you're on YouTube. Boom, boom, jiggity, boom, boom. And everybody's excited and things are blowing up and exploding and this is going off and the lights and the trash. Everybody's got outfits on. You walk inside the building. I'm watching them walk inside the building. Light show. Boom, jiggity, boom, boom, jiggity, boom. You think you're at a concert from one of the biggest rock stars in the world. Boom, boom, jiggity, boom, boom, jiggity, boom. Then this lady comes out.
And I'm a cyber girl and I would like to introduce you to my creator.
Boom, boom, jiggity, boom. And then Elon Musk comes out. Yeah! And everybody's going nuts because they love Elon Musk and they love Tesla and they can't wait to see the Cybertruck. Ah! And I'm sitting there going, you know, I can't afford a Tesla right now. But when I do, boy, I bet this truck's going to be double incredible and fantastic incredible. I love that Model 3. I love that S. I love that X. I love all their cars. I love that Y. I love all that stuff. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be the best incredible and double incredible fantastic. I can't wait for this car. And then the truck rolls up. Boom, boom, dee, 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 yo, and everyone went, ow. Right? I'd seen all the other events that Tesla put on. I've seen all of them. Watched them all. Watched the reveals of all of them. And usually when the vehicle comes out, people have the same reaction. You know, when Elon comes out, they go nuts. Yeah! But when the car comes out or the truck comes out or whatever comes out, they go nuts again. It's as if you have a band with two lead singers and the first lead singer is Elon Musk. He comes out, the crowd goes wild. Yeah! We love you, Elon, yeah, right? And then the other part of the group comes out, and the other star of the show is the vehicle, and the car comes out. It's the Model S or the Model 3 or the Model X or the Model Y, yeah, or the truck, yeah, or the Roadster, yeah, and everybody's going wild and nuts. But when the Cybertruck came out, and now it's time for the Cybertruck, yeah. Right? And you could look at people's faces as they saw the truck for the first time, and they were just shaking their heads as if to say, ugh. You would have thought that a cyber, well, flatulence had happened, because there were some people that were like, yeah, this is great. But there was a whole bunch of people looking at their phones and facing the cameras to themselves going, ugh. Right? I'm not even going to get into the part where they threw the, where Franz van Holzhausen threw the ball, the metal ball against the glass and it cracked when it wasn't supposed to. That's not really important because, quite frankly, if you got glass and something that heavy is flying towards you about to crack you in the head and it doesn't come through the glass, I'm cool with that. I mean, it would be better if it bounced off like it's supposed to, but I'm cool with that. But that, I only brought that up for a reason, my friends. I brought that up for a reason because I have been the Cybertruck. Have you been the Cybertruck? What do I mean by that? I've been the guy that has been built up and built up and built up and built up to the parents, to the brothers and sisters. Oh, he's the greatest and incredible and greatest and the greatest and the cutest and the greatest and the awesome and the double incredible and incredible. He's the greatest and greatest. And I've had girlfriends say that, and the family couldn't wait to meet me. Right? They couldn't wait to meet me. This is when I was Steve. I wasn't S. Anthony yet. I was Steve. Then it was a different version of me. So I go there, and the families, and it's boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da, boom, jiggity. Hey, yeah, here he comes. Here he comes. Mom, Dad, here's Steve. And I walk into boom, boom, jiggity. Now, was there anything wrong with me? No. Am I ugly? No. But she had been building me up as the cutest and the greatest and the smoothest and greatest and incredible and greatest. And every other guy she brought to the house was this big, giant, tall guy would look like a model type guy with a six pack and quadruple pack. He had a six pack and his six pack was so good. He had four pack in his pocket. So if he wanted to have a 10 pack, he could reach into his pocket, pull out four pack, slap him on, and he'd have a 10 pack, right? He was that guy, right? Oh, he'd be super tall and look like a model and have a six pack and double quadruple pack and all of that crap. And they were like, hey, that's the kind of guy I want my daughter with. I want a guy that's 6'4" with a six pack and a quadruple pack and a double back. It looks like people from Esquire magazine is going to follow him around just to take pictures to practice. But when they really take pictures and you bring this average height, average looking dude to the house talking about how he's cute and incredible and double incredible and all of that crap, what the heck is wrong with you, girl? You walk in the house and they're looking at you. Right? Now, you didn't do anything wrong. If you just said, he's a cutie and a sweetie, and I'd walk in there and go, you know what? He is a cutie and a sweetie. But that's not what she did. It was this long time, right? I never got to meet the parents because they were so far away, right? And, oh, we just want to meet you. We want to meet you. No, 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 no. We just want to meet you. That's what they said, right? Oh, his voice is incredible. I love his voice. I bet he's a double incredible and quadruple incredible. I bet he's a 6 foot four guy with a double pack in his incredible pack and a six pack and four pack in his pockets and he can throw one in his stomach and have a 10 pack. I bet that. And just like the truck, I roll onto the stage and everybody's looking at each other like, no. Yeah. Right? Back to the truck. An hour later, a whole bunch of those people, after getting a good look at the truck and getting inside the truck and riding in the truck, got out of the truck, pulled their phones out of their pocket and said, I am buying this truck, because now they know what more about the truck, right? So I'm sitting there with the family, right? And every time I interact with one of them, they're making it very, very clear they don't like me. Not because I'm not a nice guy, but because they want their daughter to bring back what she normally brings back, a 6'4" guy with a six pack and a quadruple pack and a four pack in his pocket that he could slap on so he could have a 10 pack in the next. And they bring in, she brings in this 5'8" regular looking dude. Ooh. Right? So you're sitting there and there being like little comments and everything. You know, I'm average height, but they act like I'm 5'1" or 3'11" or some crap like that. You know, little comments and everything. No, I'll get that off the shelf for you. I'm looking at it like, I can get, you know, I think I can handle getting that off the shelf myself. I mean, they, and the funny thing about it was the person that said that about me was 2 inches shorter than me. I'm like, wait a second. Right? You know, you sit there and her last boyfriend was some dude from some company selling some crap that probably poisoned the water. And I come in there and, what do you do, Steven? Oh, you were a comedian that works at these little clubs and stuff, huh? Didn't even get a chance to me to tell him I've been on national television and stuff. I didn't get a chance to do that. He didn't give a crap about that crap. I've been on national television, jackass. I want to say that word. I just said jackass. I can't say the curse word. Can't do it. But you know what I wanted to say. I've done some things, right? Oh, so you go and do your little skits for drunk people, huh? You know, I guess there's room for everybody. Rotten mother. I can't say that word. You know what I want to say. I got to have love for you because you made her. That's what I'm thinking. But in the back of my mind, I want to pimp slap this guy back into his kitchen, but I can't do it because that's a bop.
Anyhow, so tell us a little about yourself.
And I start telling about myself, and I'm looking at them, and I could tell they had already tuned me out. The same way people that saw that truck the first time tuned that truck out. The second that truck rolled out and didn't look like every other pickup truck, they are like, I don't like it. And then they go to the internet and make up little wacky, stupid renders, and hey, it's a trash can, it's a triangle, it's this and that, not realizing that the reason it's the shape it is for structural integrity and to lower the weight to make it actually more powerful and more durable than all the rest of it. That's not important. We gotta make fun of the truck because everyone else is making fun of the truck, and I wanna be one of the people that makes fun of the truck, and I wanna get as many likes as I can. And the same was with me, right? One person makes a little snide under the breath comment, and they chuckle a little bit, and I chuckle a little bit, and trying to let them know that it doesn't bother me. Then another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, right? All of a sudden, people are saying things under their breath. I guess you got to do something. Oh, so you don't have a master's degree, huh? That's all right. No, I guess it's one for everybody. All those little comments, you think I didn't hear it. Yeah, I got a couple of people doing that cough talk thing. Loser. I'm like, hey, I'm from the comedy world. I know all about the cough diss. Think I don't know the real job. I said, what the? Come on. I know what you're doing back there. You ain't slick. All right. And then her sister comes in. And her sister is like, you know, like maybe like 2 years older than her. I never actually met her, but everybody, you know, you ever watch a television program when like the evil boss comes into the room and everyone goes, ooh, you know, right? And these are supposedly the nice relatives from her family. They were being snide, and then she walks in. Only thing missing was the music on. Dun, dun, dun. That's the only thing that didn't happen. She walks in, she looks at everybody else, and even her relatives don't like it. She makes a beeline over to me. She looks me up, she looks me down. She looks me up, she looks me down, right? I don't even remember what she said, but it was all sorts of crap. And it's dinner time, we're sitting around a table, and everybody's making it a point to talk to each other and not to me. And she's looking at me feeling guilty. And I'm sitting there going, is this, we've been dating long enough that we were expressing ourselves physically with each other for a while, if you understand what I'm saying. A boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggity, boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggity, jiggy, and boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggity, jiggy, boom, boom, jiggity, boom, jiggity, boom, jiggity, jiggy, means sex. Right? And I'm looking around the family, I'm going, man, I'm not at the point where I want to marry this lady or anything, but if it does happen, is this the family I want to marry into? Just a family. If she has kids with me and they hate me like this, how are they going to treat my kid? And I'm looking at them like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm going to put up with this. And she's looking at me and her face is saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. She's not saying it with a mouth, but she's saying it with a face. And I'm not blaming her for it. She's a sweetheart, which is an aberration in this family. Right? Just like the people online making fun of the truck and making little snide comments and inaccurate comments and... Then all of a sudden, the specs of the truck come out. the price comes out. And when they say the price, the same crowd that was going, went, oh! And then the specs. It does what? Oh! And that's the low trim? Whoa, what about the middle trim? Oh! What about the price of the middle trim? Oh! What about the specs? Oh! And then we have the top model. What's the top level one? How much does it cost? Oh! And what does it do? Whoa! And it has an ATV? Oh! And that's what happened to me. I'm sitting there with the people, and then another relative comes in who's much like the girl I was dating at the time, a sweetheart of a guy. And I start talking to him because he's one talking to me. And he had seen me on television. And he said, oh, man, I saw your thing on the thing. I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, it was really good, man. And all of a sudden, her parents kind of stopped and looked over, and all they heard was, he was been on what? Yeah, man, he did whoop-de-whoop and flip-de-flop.
We'll be back right after this short break. And now, back to the show.
Right, so now they're kind of looking at me a little bit, and every once in a while, would you like some corn? They're not nice to me yet. But they're actually including me in conversations peripherally, but they're including me. Right? So I'm talking to him, and me and the girl and him, we're talking, we're laughing and joking over there. And I said something, and then one of the other relatives goes, and starts laughing at the thing. And other people are like, what are you laughing at? Well, he just said, and they're like, they didn't want to laugh, but they had to. Because the crap was funny. Right? And as it turns out, I was working in a city real close to where they were living at the time. Close enough where they would go to it. Like if you live in Philadelphia, like Camden, New Jersey is just over the bridge. So much so. It's so close that the Philadelphia television stations are actually being shown in Camden. That's part of the viewing area. The cities were that close. So basically jumping over to that city was really no big deal.
So you're in town, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll stop seeing you.
Sure. Okay. So tell me how many tickets you need.
Oh, you can get us tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now they're being cautiously nice to me. Not nice, but they're treating me like, instead of the devil, like they were doing before, now they're treating me like a stranger that they kind of want to be polite to in the elevator. That level of coolness, right? So we leave and I shake hands with everybody. A couple more cough insults. Whatever. You know, a couple of those. Right? Because I got to the town a little bit early because I wanted to see the family before I did the shows. I go back to my hotel room and my girlfriend says to the family, oh, I'm just going to go and see where he's staying. So because I'm going to pick him up and take.
So he doesn't have a car here?
Well, he's, yeah, but I mean, you know,
whatever.
And of course she drives me back to the hotel. She didn't want to see where I was. She knew where I was. She showed up because I jumped on top of her the whole time. Jumped on top of her. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, jiggity, boom. You know what I'm saying? And then she went home and her family. I'm pretty sure we're talking about he stinks, he sucks, he blows. Showtime rolls around. And much like when the specs of that truck were revealed and all of a sudden a whole bunch of people changed their mind. And when they got the ride in that truck, a whole bunch of people changed their mind. All of a sudden I realized I am that truck. Why? Because they come to a show that I'm doing. And it sold the heck out. And I see them sitting. They couldn't all sit together. That was a bone of contention because they were like, well, if he's really a big deal, we'd be able to sit together. We'll take these seats in the back here. Right? And it's a club I had played a bunch of times. So I had fans there. So when the MC is going and I wasn't headlining that show because they had somebody with like a bunch of TV credits. So I got bumped down. Not a problem. And you know, the MC didn't. This is the dude from the booth who introduces the, you know, they have a guy in the booth that goes, and in the show tonight, you know, you came here to see blop de blop, yeah. But also on the show, we have our MC, and he named whoever the heck that was. And they're like, polite applause. And we also have, and then they say my name, and the crowd's like, yeah! Because I had played the club before, and I had done some of their radio shows before. So they knew me. okay? And some of the local cable stations reran some of my stuff. So they knew me. And I'm standing in the back, and I'm looking at my girlfriend's friends. Relatives looking at each other like, what the hell is going on? MC goes on, does a nice job. Real good job. I walk on the stage. I didn't even open my mouth. Yeah! Then I did my thing, ripped that place up. Standing ovation, applause breaks. Standing ovations for different bits. Yeah, people pumping their fists, rolling all over the place. Then when I walk off the stage, there's standing ovation. You know, and it was kind of uncomfortable because I was not the headliner on the show. There was somebody else on the show. It was that person's show. And they're acting like they don't want me to leave, which would be, under normal circumstances, is cool if it's my show or if I'm headlining the show. No shade to the dude behind me. But, you know, this is a town I played a lot, and these people knew me. And I had a lot of new material to do, and they hadn't seen it before. So they already liked me. Plus, I did new stuff. It was awesome. Awesome stuff. Great stuff. I'm incredible. I'm just kidding about that. I mean, I was just kidding about saying it. I am actually incredible. Deal with it, punks. Back to the story. So I'm looking at their faces during the course of the show, and they're looking at me like, what the heck is this? And all of a sudden, much like when that truck, when everybody got a chance to really see what the deal was, it was a whole different story. All of a sudden, they were ordering it. And I walk off the stage, and people are like high-fiving me, patting me on the back, you know. And I walk back to my girlfriend, slobber down a little bit, and that means kiss her. You walk into the back, and they're like looking at me like, what the heck was that? And I'm in the back of my girlfriend, and she'd seen me do well before, so it wasn't like a big deal that I did well at a comedy club. I'm a comedian. That's what you're supposed to do. So it wasn't really a big deal. It wasn't like, you know, big deal. So the headliner's on stage, and he's doing a great job. He's killing them. He's crushing them. He's doing a great job. And they all get up and walk in the back, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey, buddy, ha-ha, hey, great job. Where the day before, they're all coughing behind my back, loser. And that just goes to show you, man, sometimes, you know, you look at things and you think you know what you're seeing, but you got to wait a second. Don't be mean. Give it some time. Check it out. Like, I rolled onto the stage and they were, oh. Then they checked my stacks and they were, yay. Just like that truck. And that's why when I was watching that truck, I was literally laughing the whole way through because I was remembering being the equivalent of that truck for a girlfriend's family. Now, you're probably going, we listen to your podcast and we know that you're single. So, why aren't you married to that lady? Because if you're married to that lady, if you had married that lady, then you would have been happily married and have adult children by now, which is true. But as it turns out, you see the part where the guy threw the big metal balls at the glass and it broke. I was also the Cybertruck when it came to that too, because she was incredibly jealous, right? And she kept throwing accusations at me the same way those balls kept getting, you know, kicked that glass and broke it. Earlier in the day, from a video I saw, they were throwing the same metal balls at the same glass, and it bounced off. But when they were on stage, that final time, you threw those big metal balls at the glass, and it broke. And you threw it at another glass, and it broke. And it got to the point where she was throwing accusations of me, basically having intercourse with every woman in the audience at every show. That it just got to be too much and I couldn't deal with it anymore. And I had to end the relationship. Weird, isn't it? I went in, the family treated me like crap. And then they started loving me. And then she started, meaning the girlfriend, started getting weird because the audience members, I'm going, they're fans of mine because they like the show. They want to stand next to me, get a picture, and have me sign You know, like people would like peel the labels off of beer bottles. I don't know why they did that, but they wanted me to sign the inside. I didn't have a problem with that, right? And some of the girls, you know, yeah, you're really funny. You're cute. And they give me a peck on the cheek, right? And I'd look over at her, and if she was a secure person, she'd be, you know, like a lot of, I've seen a lot of guys who had a lot of guys whose wives saw them and audience members that liked them. And every time, like an audience member, like a guy would hug him and high five him, or a lady would peck him on the cheek, they're looking at the guy like, ka-ching. If she kisses him on the cheek, that means she's going to come back to another show. She comes back to another show, there's going to be more ticket price money going into our pocket. Kiss him some more. Kiss both cheeks, because the more cheeks you kiss, the more money our family gets. Kiss him. Kiss him. Kiss him good. Squeeze his butt. I don't care. Squeeze both butt cheeks and kiss them on the mouth. Pinch both cheeks and kiss them. Because the more that you do, the more money we're going to have coming home. But the lady I was with didn't play that crap. And I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, I'm going to meet these fans and it's great, but I want to be with my lady. But I look over at her and she'd had this look on her face like, I'm going to kill that boop. And the boop would be the word that she would use to describe the lady who liked my show. The guy, the lady's husband's right there. He's watching his wife hug me, tell me how great the show was, and give me a peck on the cheek. And he's like, hey, I love this guy. That's a great show. My wife likes you. He doesn't care. It's his wife. That's his wife. She is his wife. He's watching his wife kiss a guy on the cheek whose show she liked hey, I'm a big fan type way, right? And he didn't care. But the girl I was with cared. And that's how that ended. It's like, I'll be honest with you. When it comes down to it, I would rather have her with a cute, beautiful self be nice to me and her family be crap, because they would have lived so far away. I would only have to deal with their punk behinds once a year in person, because half the time, like, you know how it is when you're in couples. You have two holidays. One holiday would be Thanksgiving, and one of the families gets saving. And then one holiday is Christmas, and you go to that family for Christmas, right? So you only got to really deal with them once a year in person. And if one of them comes to town, and how long are they going to be in town? 5 days a week? You know, who cares? I can put up with them. So 5 days, they come to town. Say they come to visit for a week. 7 days, great. They're going to be idiots for 7 days, right? And then there's that 1 day or 2 days, maybe say 3 days tops. You got to deal with their punk behinds on Christmas. So 10 days out of 365, I can deal with idiots 10 days out of 365 days. If I get to jump on top of their daughter, who would at that point would be my wife, I'm cool with it. I can deal with it. But as it turns out, they loved me to death. I would have only gotten to see them once or twice a year, maybe 10 days. And the other, oh God, the other days, the other 355 days of her. So, I noticed that you don't normally eat pancakes, but now that they put Miss Butterworth back on the front of the bottle, you decide you're going to have pancakes all of a sudden. Why you like syrup now, huh? Looking at when you put Mrs. Butterworth on, when you pour that syrup on your pancakes, you turn that bottle around to the back and look at the label. I don't want that witch on the front of the bottle. I want you thinking about her. I bet you think she's as delicious as that syrup. Is that what it is? You make me sick. Sleep on the couch, scum. Okay. Now, that was ridiculous, but that was only about 5% more ridiculous than that lady was. It turns out I wish that truck would come out, because it's very, very durable. And if I stayed with her, she's the kind of lady that would try to mess your truck up. And apparently the truck's very durable. She's, I'm going to hit this truck with a hammer. Have fun, honey. But then again, she just waited till the door was open and beat me down, because I can't hit women. I just have to take the whipping until I could get away from her, because I don't hit women. It's better that she's gone. Okay, folks, that's been this episode. Much love to you. It's great to be back. I love every last one of you. I really, really do. See you. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you coming back. Much love to every last one of you. Much love. I am back. I was working on a project, so it took me a little while to get part of that done. That's why I've been away for a little bit. But I'm back now, my friends. And thank you for coming back. Much love to you. And I will see you again next time, which will be really soon. In fact, about a week. Take care.